And trains, but we have got delays at the minute from Reading to Oxford on both Cross Country and First Great Western after a signalling problem just over at Didcot in Oxfordshire. As far as the strike goes, it's the last day of the BA cabin crew strike, the third one that is, finishes today. It's only Heathrow affected, so 80% of long haul flights will go, as well as 60% of short haul. Gatwick and City are unaffected. Tube at the moment running well on all lines. On the road, it's got a queue on the clockwise M25. Now, this is junctions 16 to 17, that's the M40 towards Maple Cross. Back of the queue is at Heathrow Terminal 4 at junction 14. After an earlier accident, that is, but you've got the roadworks there as well, which is why it's still really jammed. Up. To the west, the Hogarth flyover just over the roundabout closed off for emergency repairs. It's going to stay shut until the middle of the month, so another week or so. Traffic's not doing too badly at the minute, but eastbound you will need to divert via the roundabout instead of the flyover, obviously. A1 Holloway Road, slow going with the lights out junction of the A503 Parkhurst Road. It's a Nag's Head turn off, so it's slow on the approaches at the moment, north and south. In the city, still got the roadworks just outside Liverpool Street Station on the southbound side of Bishopsgate, just where you turn off for Houndsditch, just the one lane out there at the moment. And the queues continue down the A12 towards the Gantt.
So I'll just wander away, but that was Steve Phillips from BBC London doing his up-to-the-minute broadcast. Now, Steve, I can see you're working off an iPad here.
Yes.
This is a custom app, is it?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe. Yes, this is the this is BBC Travel Alert on Twitter. We've posted many boos actually during times of crisis, tube strike, unforeseen things like snow, and of course the ash. This is where we broadcast from. This is the BBC London Travel Desk. You see a blank screen to your left here at the moment. Of course, if it's audio, you can't see it, but it's this is where we look at our travel cameras. We've got CCTV cameras right across London. We've got our traffic information source, which is based over at Farringdon. We've got information from TfL, which comes through as well. And we've got our ever-important tweeters to BBC Travel Alert, almost 10,000 of you now, which is fantastic. And you share your gripes, send us your pics, and generally we stoically get through the commute there and back to work. So that's us.
And they've got this huge mic, which I'm going to take a picture of soon, because I'm sure it doesn't have to be that big, but maybe you chose the bigger one.
It's not a replacement for anything, I have to say. Yes, we've only recently moved from our ancestral home, Marylebone High Street, home of all the great BBC London stations of the past, and we're now at Broadcasting House, so it was all new equipment we got given. Before we were wearing one of those Britney Spears style sort of headphones.
Dancing
around. In skimpy outfits while doing the travel, whatever gets you through the day. And the mic we have here, I don't know if you've seen Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie, or any sort of shots of American radio studios, but these are the sort of mics they use. They're sort of...
presumably to hit people with.
Yeah, they're quite weighty. They can pack a punch, which is why they're nestled in this safety harness, this sort of holster, if you like, ready to whip out at will and clobber someone with it. We don't do that, of course. Yes, it's about 7 inches long. It's always
quite broad.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you very much. And it does, it does give you that. It does give you that more bassy tone. So when you're announcing traffic news, you can sound much more authoritative than before.
Kind of movie trader-esque in a way.
Always better sound like Richard Burton than Alvin Chipmunk when you're broadcasting something like this. People are going to believe you more, I think.
And there's a wire going. Is that going straight into Twitter?
Yeah, we've got wires. We've got wires everywhere here.
Kind of analog, and then does digital stuff for us.
Yeah, well, we've got the camera panel for the TV camera, so we can flick up any image across London. We've got wires coming out the mics into these things called the buddy boxes, which technical terms. I have to bring our engineer in to explain it, but yes, and this gets linked to the main studio. So this is why we actually broadcast from the office, which is why you might be able to hear the office hubbub in the background. We've also got this very high spec equipment here. Now this
you have to go on a training course to learn how to use that.
There's
two buttons.
Two buttons. So we have here a box, simply two buttons. One green, one red. One's off, and one is on. And that's the RDS. So whenever you're driving in your car, listening quite happily to your CD player, I press that button, it stops everything, stops your in-car entertainment, and I tell you about a major road closure you're about to drive into. So
if I press that green button now,
yeah,
and say,
We get into a lot of trouble if we stop doing a traffic report.
Have you ever wanted to say something like, you know, the aliens are coming or
yeah, well, exactly. We could, you know, in theory, we have the power to do an Orson Welles on you, but we'd obviously get into a lot of trouble. I wouldn't be here anymore.
It could be quite a good Twitter competition, though, couldn't it? The best tweet by
RDS. You know what? That might be a good idea. We should throw it as a competition. This is linked to a big green light, by the way.
God.
Big flashing light.
Everything here is
now,
big.
Well, once this, the BBBBC, the big BBC, so once you press the green button, this light starts to flash. And it's not a minicab office, it's us sort of generally telling the office that we're on air. So, you know, in the Davina McCall mantra, don't swear or, you know, or shout or anything like that. Then people can hear us properly. So, yes, that is basically... Oh, by the way, this is another set of buttons here where we can talk to anyone in the office or the TV gallery because we write all the TV scripts for BBC World
Breakfast.
Oh,
can you show me? Can you talk to someone? Unimportant.
Yeah, let me see what I can talk
or Robert to. Elms?
Yeah,
can
I can see if I can talk to... Hello, Batters, can you hear me? No, I'm trying to talk to the newsreader, but she's busy writing the news at the moment.
Someone unimportant.
That's the lady over there, behind the
so she can choose to ignore you?
Yeah, often does. Just on the other side of the screen, I don't know if Wendy's got one, but I've done a few boos with Wendy Hurrell. She's our weather presenter just opposite here. This is Mark from Audio Boo.
Hello.
And we're recording as well.
Hi, nice to meet you.
She's done a couple of weather audio boos before.
I've heard them.
He sometimes thrusts his iPhone into my face and asks me to say something.
There's a theme here, isn't there? Big thrust.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly right. It's all about being big. As a local radio station. Yeah, as a local station.
I'm going to quickly rush over and talk about the weather, actually, because this is just getting far too exciting.
That's what happens when you talk to Steve Phillips.
Yeah,
he's fresh onto his shift and it's chaos already.
Absolutely.
I'm at the drag ends of my shift now. I finish in precisely 25 minutes, so I'm liable to say anything because I'm sleep deprived.
And when did you start your shift?
5 a.m.
Oh, that's early.
Yes, very early.
Oh, I've got twins. They're up, probably up and listening to you by then.
Are they?
Well, they're free, so they're...
Yeah, I don't have children. I'm still forced to get up at this time of the day. So I suppose it's good training, isn't it?
And how was the weather this morning?
It was nice this morning, but it's going steadily downhill. Look, there's a radar picture here, which I know doesn't work very well on Audio Boo, but those there, little dots of blue on my map, are showers developing at the moment. Some of them are rather heavy.
Do you find that people come up to you at parties in the pub and sort of try to check out how their barbecue will be tomorrow?
Yeah, they do. They steal things. You know, they steal weather forecasts from you, you know. They should just wait and watch it on the television. But yeah, I do sort of personal services as well. That sounds wrong, but you know what I mean.
Just after the conversation we had, that sounds very wrong,
actually.
I know,
this is what happens here. It's just filthy. No, but they do ask me. It's an occupational hazard.
And is this your dream job?
Yes. Definitely. I always wanted to be a weather presenter. I didn't see it coming, actually. I didn't, honestly. But
which
is
pretty
now.
Bad for a weather forecaster.
Yeah. Trying to predict the future. Yeah. No, I didn't think that this would be the way it goes, but it has, and it's great. So I'm a lucky girl, really.
And do you aspire to kind of tread into the kind of... heavenly shoes.
To be Steve Phillips? Everyone wants to be Steve Phillips. Don't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. You wouldn't believe no. About the people.
Exactly.
Any particular reason why they want to be him?
Well, look at him. He's an absolute god. He's the god of the travel desk and beyond.
Well, I've got a lemon in a cup as well.
And he's got a lemon in a cup. He's just very funny, and you know what? He needs to unleash himself on the world because he's wasted just doing this. That's what I think.
Oh, thanks. Bless
go and do stand up.
Yeah, do some stand up.
Yeah.
Do some now.
Yeah, we could do a double act.
Do your Frank Spencer.
Tell us a joke. Tell us a joke.
It won't happen.
Could be an entirely new ways of telling the travel news. I have to say.
Yeah.